This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The government has approved 8,800 crore rupees for the Skill India program from the period 2022-23 to 2025-26. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that demand-driven skill development is the focus of the government and emphasis will be laid on convergence and quality enhancement. Mr. Vaishnav said the government has also approved the extension of the tenure of the National Commission for Safai Karmcharis for 3 years till 31st March 2028.
हमारे जो सफाई कर्मचारी हैं उनके लिए उनके डेवलपमेंट के लिए उनके विकास के लिए जो नेशनल कमीशन ऑन सफाई कर्मचारी बना हुआ है उसको आज 3 वर्ष के लिए और एक्सटेंशन दिया गया करीब 50 करोड़ का 51 करोड़ खर्चा इस पे आएगा.
The minister also informed that South Coast Railway Zone has been given post facto approval which will lead to efficiency in railways operations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is set to embark on a high-profile diplomatic visit to France and the United States next week. His tour will focus on strengthening strategic, economic and technological partnerships with both the nations. Prime Minister Modi's visit to France from February 10 to 12 comes at the invitation of French President Emmanuel Macron. A key highlight of the visit will be the AI Action Summit, where global leaders will discuss the future of artificial intelligence governance. India, as a co-chair of the summit, will play a pivotal role in shaping the international AI policies, emphasizing ethical AI development, accessibility and innovation. Briefing the media in New Delhi this afternoon, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said both leaders will also hold bilateral talks and address the India-France CEOs Forum. In addition to the summit, discussions between the Indian and French leadership will cover defence, trade and energy cooperation, further strengthening the bilateral ties. The visit will also see the inauguration of India's new Consulate General in Marseille, aimed at improving consular services for the Indian diaspora in southern France. Following his engagements in France, Prime Minister Modi will travel to the United States on February 12th, for a 2-day working visit. Counting of votes for the Delhi Assembly elections will be held tomorrow. Preparations are in full swing for a smooth and fair counting process. Chief Electoral Officer of Delhi, R. Alice Waz, said scrutiny of the election documents, including Form 17C of the 70 Assembly constituencies, has been conducted. Independent central observers appointed by the Election Commission, candidates and their agents and returning officers were present during the scrutiny. Our correspondent reports that 19 counting centres have been set up in 11 districts of Delhi for counting of votes. Home Minister Amit Shah today congratulated the Narcotics Control Bureau of India for a major breakthrough in Mumbai in seizing very high-grade cocaine, ganja and cannabis gummies and arresting 4 people. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said it is a testament to the success of the top-to-bottom approach to investigation adopted to make drug-free India a reality. He said India will crush drug cartels with zero tolerance. External Affairs Ministry today summoned the Bangladesh Acting High Commissioner, Mr. Muhammad Nurul Islam, and conveyed that it is regrettable that regular statements made by Bangladesh authorities continue to portray India negatively. In response to media queries on the summoning of the Bangladesh Acting High Commissioner, Minister Spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that India desires a positive, constructive and mutually beneficial relationship with Bangladesh, which has been reiterated several times in the recent high-level meetings. India's foreign exchange reserves increased by $1.05 billion to over $630.6 billion in the week ending January 31, according to the latest data released by the Reserve Bank of India. This is the second consecutive week of rise in the reserves. The Transparency International Bangladesh on Friday expressed deep concern over vandalism and violence at Mujib Memorial Museum, Dhaka, and almost in the entire country over the past 2 days and criticized Dr. Yunus administration's role to prevent it. And that is the end of this news bulletin.